Blog Talk Radio.
Mob shit, bitch. I know you know. But check aimed up. I'm in the MC phone, double up. Sitting real low, stick in the flow. Oh, the hun want me to come swoop. Take her for a ride in my blue Lex Lula. But the bitch ain't got no gas, fed. So I burnt her like fast, Freddy. Hit me on the first when your mail is coming. And maybe we can go to the mall, son.
Heavy ass shit, but a mine. When I make a billion, I resign. I'm realer than $100 bill with the line across. When Christmas come around, that's Santa Claus. Santa, do you know E-40? Bet you that nigga say that's my home, man. We used to purr, grind, grandma. Kahlua, milk, and brandy almost every day.
Cognac is cool, but I'm on gin. And Santa bought me a new Mac 10.
Click shit and make some motherfuckers night. Niggas listen to it cause it's right. Cricket twisted, unlisted on the highway. We riding sideways. Yeah.
I'm riding sideways this way, that'll fly.
Up the block and roll sideways.
I'm riding sideways this way, that'll fly. I'm riding sideways this way, that'll fly.
I'm looking for a better seat.
I'm riding sideways this way, that'll fly.
This type of shit go thriller.
I'm riding city to city,
city
in Levitty. So get your toilet paper, cause it's gonna get shit.
Don't get shit.
I hit the highway going east. 22 ounces of geese. I'm playing this game cause a nigga my age be. I met her last night and today she paid me. Wanna know if you legit can kick it tonight.
What else?
Only 16, way too tough.
But age ain't nothing but a number. Baby got a head done by Shonda. 11 and up. If you bleed, you get fucked. No, not me. Not for
I
put the boost down with a 2x4. Every fucking day is a holiday.
Celebration.
When a bitch is acting crabby, that means she's on her. Then it's giving up like fucking them up like get that to the highest. Talking most shit than colitis. Struck like out in my Cutlass Supreme on a Friday.
Which way we ride?
Riding sideways.
Yes. I'm riding sideways this way, that'll fly. I'm riding sideways this way, that'll fly.
Take that, get full of that.
I'm riding sideways this way, that'll work. I'm riding sideways this way, that'll
work. See, I'm a hog, nigga. Beverly Hillbilly. Neck bones, I kill, smoking beans and chili. Just like my nigga Selly. We like to kick it silly. Regurgitate and kick a boot smooth about to tell it. Cause they out there bad ain't satisfied. Hoes just wanna be pacified. But I can't do no justice cause the justice ain't to be did. Bitch, you're using too much
weed. Now I've been on the break, niggas off. Hard top of salt. Line them up, chalk them up as a law. See me in the parking lot doing my thing. Love to see my old school dancing around.
Kick
the popos came and they closed up shop.
Kick it.
Smashed through the hood and we made that hot. You see the shit don't stop.
Stop.
Motherfuckers pop.
Pop.
Seven deuce drop.
Drop.
Coney air shots. Riding through the shit like Racer X. And if a motherfucker black break back and neck. Running red lights in the right of way.
How we gonna get it though?
We get it side of way.
Bitch.
I'm riding sideways this way, that way. I'm riding sideways this way, that way. I'm riding sideways this way, that way.
Come here, little hard ass boy.
I'm riding sideways this way, that way.
Soul Kitchen Radio, what's happening? It's your man, Rick Camacho, and we are back with another fantastic week of radio. Man, I'm so excited. We got a great show coming up this week. We have the Jackpot Records. They're coming up with Trace, Deshaun Jackson, and a bunch of those cats. But right now, we got my man, Big Ol' Meezy, on the line. What's up, Ol' Meezy?
Yo, good Monday to you, family.
Happy Father's Day, man.
Yeah, man, happy belated Father's Day to you, man. I got the tweet you tweeted, I think you tweeted yesterday, right?
Yeah, definitely. I did that yesterday,
man.
Look,
man. How was your Father's Day?
Oh, man, it was cool. I kicked it with the kids the whole time. We went out to Six Flags. You know, we did all that stuff. We had a nice little lunch. Tried not to spend too much money. You know, it was.
That's
what's up. I get in the habit of wanting to go to these expensive restaurants on Father's Day and on Mother's Day. We go spend $150, $200 on some damn food. And yesterday we kept it under 100, so that was good. You know. And Peter Parker, happy Father's Day to you, man. You out there in the chat room. I know you're at work listening. We got a caller right now. What's up? 415, who is this?
Well, it's Sweet Gail. Who else?
Oh, Sweet Gail.
Sweet Gail.
It's been a couple of weeks. I haven't heard from you in a while.
No, last week I missed because I was having a government problem.
A government problem?
Yeah, you know the government. And I told them that I was going to blast it all over the news media what they were up to, and they relented. But they didn't relent permanently. They're up to something very immoral, in my opinion. In their opinion, they think it's just fine to do what they're up to. But it must not be just fine.
What is that exactly?
What is that exactly
that the government is doing?
It involves not helping someone fully not to die.
Like euthanasia type stuff?
Say what?
Like euthanasia type stuff?
Yeah. You know, I told them, I said, I'm going to be going to this and that and this and that, you know, and these, it involves a court conservator who thinks that he has some kind of a right to say it's time for this guy to die, you know, because he got medical problems.
Uh-huh.
And
right.
I told him, hey, you know, And the only reason why they relented is because I told them I was going to blast it all over the media. They didn't do it for me or the guy they're trying to, in my opinion, try to victimize by not doing their full efforts to save his life. You know, it's just they don't want people to know about it. That will, and it's a lot of involved stuff that this is a person you shouldn't be messing with anyway. You know, they keep all these prisoners in jail, that kill people, and they're interested in preserving their life, but yet they're going to take this guy who's innocent and just decide, hey, I mean, it was a big mess. We had a big meeting. They put me out of the room. They put me back in the room, and they even said to me, the supervisor of the court supervisor was there, and they said to me, well, how long do you want this guy to live? Well, how long do they want to live? You know, it's a mess. And it's very upsetting. And
wow.
We'll see what happens. Because they don't like that thing about the media is going to get in it. They don't want the media in that at all. Because it'll make them out what they really are. This is not Nazi Germany that we're going to eliminate people because I say it. And I told
right.
the guy, I said, you know, I don't have much to do with religion, but I'm going to pray for your debt every day.
Oh.
And then I told him, that, you know, you're messing with me and see how mad I am. But Wayne hits somebody that is even worse and they'll take care of him. And I told him, I said, hey, I said, you want to sit in the room for 2 weeks and starve to death? Because they said, it's a mess and it's going to be a bigger mess. You
okay.
know, I'm warming up telling you guys.
All right.
Because
well,
anyone out there want to assist me, you can get in contact with me. Because this is just bullshit. That they decided this guy's got to die now because he has medical problems. And they tell me, oh, we don't want him to suffer. Let someone sit in the room for how many weeks or whatever without eating. That's not suffering.
All right.
I mean, oh, it's just
all right. Well,
if you want
to help out Sweet Gail,
it's gonna be a
go
lot of
follow her on Facebook.
You know me and my shit. I don't play nice. You fuck with me, I'm going to fuck with you.
Uh-oh.
I already started fucking with them, and they didn't like it. So who the hell are they? I told this guy before, I said, hey, you want to kill yourself? You go right ahead and kill yourself and leave this guy alone.
Wow.
He's
okay,
on one today.
Yeah, holy moly. Yeah, I see on me, you had to put the top on that. Wow.
I'm just saying she's on the warpath today, but I can understand that to be real with you. When my father was sick and he was on his way out, they tried to pull the plug on him, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, nah, it's not going down. I said straight up, man, my pops told me he wanted, if something happened, you know what I'm saying, that he wanted to come back, and it just so happened, you know what I'm saying, after you know what I'm saying, I put up a fight, he came back, and he was I think he was back for another 6 months, but, you know, people don't understand that an extra 6 months with a loved one, man, that's, you know, they get a chance to say a whole bunch of stuff that they didn't get a chance to say, you know what I'm saying, and that's what unfolded, so.
Sometimes you gotta
really have an understanding about that if you really wanna, you know what I'm saying, have a talk with your loved one and say, ask them straight up, do you want to come back? You feel me?
Right, yeah, because that, you know, when I lost my brother in '95, I would have loved to have another 6 months with him. You know, that's just how, you know, there's so much in there that you want, because once they're gone, you're never gonna see them again. You know, so.
And not just that, but it might give them a chance to confess, you know what I'm saying, to get something off their chest, you know what I'm saying? Shit, six extra months, man, that give you a lot of time to do stuff, you feel me?
Yeah, Gail, I mean, I know you're not listening right now, but thank you for bringing up that topic, man. That was good. That was one of her best calls.
She was on one. I ain't never heard her say that many F-bombs. She was effing. I was like, wow.
Oh, that was her best call. Shout out to Dejan, man, my little nephew Dejan, he's out there. I keep calling him little nephew, but he's like 21 almost.
Oh man, that's good. That's still little.
Yeah, shout out to him, man. He's out there in the chat room right now. Shout out to AJ_916. That's your partner, right? Just retweeted us on Twitter.
My producer, man. I'm waiting for him to send this new beast CD he got. I know he got some fire for us.
Man, I was looking through the.
I'm about to drop this the beat he produces called "I'm a Fool." It's with Be Legit and Selly Sale. I'm about to drop that thing probably this week. You know what I'm saying? I just got a couple more edits to do. He produces, so I'm finna drop that thing.
Okay, and something else we're gonna talk about this week. We're gonna talk about this cat from San Francisco. Did you hear about this one? It was on my Twitter, Deshaun Marmon. He was arrested on suspicion of trespassing, battery, and resisting arrest in connection with the incident on Wednesday on U.S. Airways Flight 488. Did you hear about that?
You talking about where they found some suspicious bags or whatnot?
No, he was sagging. And so they gave him a whole bunch of shit.
He was from the Mexican team?
Yeah, from New Mexico. It wasn't Mexican. He's in New Mexico.
Well, New Mexico, Mexican, what's the difference? Like,
come on,
I mean, you know what I'm saying? But no,
it's
I know
new,
the difference.
It's
look,
New Mexico.
He had his pants down. He had his pants down. He didn't want to pull them up, so he got kicked off the plane.
All right.
It's that simple, really, right? I mean, I've been on the plane several times, and when the flight attendants decide that they don't want your ass on the plane, they kick you off. You got to go.
Yeah, exactly. That's how they do it, man. So. Right now, before we get into that, we're going to talk a little bit. I'm going to tell you more about about what I think about all that stuff. We got some people on the line. I think Gail's back, and let's see who this 801 is real quick. 801, what's up? Who's this?
Kevy Kev, baby, what's up?
Kevy Kev. Oh,
Kev,
my man.
Wild, baby.
Man,
I like
Kevy
that topic
Kev
today.
Man, that
hey,
was...
Mr. Fab was just out your way, huh?
Yeah, little Fab was with us on Saturday, falling out. He's a big, little emotional guy.
Man, I gotta tell you, Kev. Hey, Kev, let me tell you, man. I appreciate you so much, dog, for being. I call you my retweeter, because you.
There it is.
Man, you be doing it. I didn't know people could have a retweeter, but you're my personal retweeter, man. And
you got big old Meezy. You got big old Meezy in your camp. That's my boy. I grew up with him, so.
Good.
You got big old Meezy in your camp. I gotta keep on doing that, you know.
I was just about to tweet you out right now. In fact, I just tweeted you out right now because I'm about to play this thing. Happy Father's Day to you too, dog.
Yeah, for sure, right on.
So I'm about to play this thing that you sent me, man. It's hilarious. This is my Father's Day, the Dad's Life, right here on Soul Kitchen Radio. We're gonna come back, we talk about it. It's hilarious. Here it goes.
There it is.
Ha ha. This is Dad Life. It's how we live 24/7, 365. Check me. Gas station glasses, don't care what the masses think about me with my sweet goatee. I'm rocking my Dockers with a cuff and a crease. I got that St. John's Bay and the clip for my piece. I look nice, I got dozens of dollars and that's right. It goes straight to my daughters and my wife. I'm a miracle dad, making magic with the checkbook is the talent I have. I roll hard in the yard with a 60-inch cut.
Zero turn radius, my neighbors say, what? They be driving by, peeping my landscape. Yo, these greens got nothing on my manscape. Hydrangea, begonia, crepe myrtle. Hold up, is that a weed in my fescue? Oh no, round up to the rescue.
It's the dad life, it's the dad life. Take my daughter to the party, it's the dad life. It's the dad life, it's the dad life. Shooting vids to the kids, it's the dad life. Roll up to the splash pad, 10 a.m., my whole entourage hops out the minivan. We splishy splashy for an hour or two. Then it's back to the house,
yeah.
Prepping for the barbecue.
Brock, dog, record is whatever. Get me on the Weaver, man, nobody does it better. Call me Lord of the Grill, I'm king of the cold. Nana's secret recipe, you know how I roll.
1080p, 16x9, I'm rocking man cave status with a screen like mine. Keep your peanut butter hands off my 50-inch Vizio. Pop up the corn, roll the Disney video.
We got Aladdin, Jasmine, Abu, the genie.
Hey.
With kids like mine, everybody wants to be me.
Sing the nightlife song and let it go to bed.
This is the dad life, no more to be said.
It's the dad life,
hey.
It's the dad life. Get the mall, coaching ball, it's the dad life. It's the dad life,
hey.
It's the dad life. Playing rough, fixing stuff, it's the dad life. It's the dad life, it's the dad life. Yeah, you know how we do it, it's the dad life.
Yo, check it out, Soul Kitchen Radio, man. That was a dad's life. And if that's not really a dad's life, I don't know what is.
You better believe it.
Man, that I love that, bro. When you said that, Kev, I watched it, and I was like, holy shit, that's exactly that. Man, that's our life. We ain't about going out, getting bras, none of that stuff. We about taking care of our kids and barbecuing and taking, you know, and doing household stuff.
Yep, taking the kids, logging in deep.
Hey,
you're marketing deep with kids.
Yeah.
How you going? I'm going deep.
I'm going deep, man. That's just like I said yesterday, man. I went deep into Six Flags and all that stuff for my stuff. You know, that's how I would do it. Kev, what did you do yesterday for Father's Day?
Man, we got a little amusement park out here. We hit that up and then we went ahead and hit the Green Lantern. You know, I got a problem dotted. I have a 16-year-old, so. I know you see the tweets from time to time.
Right, right. How was the Green Lantern, man? Let's talk about movies for a second. How was it?
No, it's good, man. They fast track you on. You know how you take time, you got to kind of build the story. They meet you right as it's coming on with the words. They tell you the whole history, and they jump you right into action. Ain't no games, ain't no playing, ain't no building, no uniform. Time
man,
to build.
You know, me personally, I've never been into that cartoon type shit, man.
Caramel comics
and stuff like that.
Right.
I never really got into it. I went to see the Green Lantern with what's his name? The funny dude. You know, I went and seen that one, and I wasn't really into it. I liked the Iron Man. Iron Man was good. Iron Man 1 and 2, and Thor was hella good, you know.
Yeah, this was good, man. They twist a little comedy. I mean, it's real nice. It's kind of like Iron Man in a sense.
Okay, cool.
It's that kind of good movie. It ain't all love zone out and all that book. It was more comedy than action.
Now, speaking of comedy, let me tell you guys something, because I meant to talk about this last week. Comedy is, one of the best comedies I've seen this year. I've seen Hangover 2, but the one that blew Hangover 2 away, Bridesmaids. You guys seen that
good,
one yet?
Huh? No, I ain't
seen
that one.
Yo, Omizi, you seen Bridesmaids yet?
No.
You gotta see it. I mean, it sounds like maybe it's like for like a chick flick or something, but that shit is hilarious. Way funnier.
The commercial looked mad funny though.
Yeah,
I just ain't. There's a whole lot of movies I ain't seen yet though. Like I ain't even seen Green Lantern. I ain't seen X-Men yet. You feel me? So
yeah,
I got a whole
lot
of couple weeks at that point.
That X-Men I heard was good though, but I heard it's a little slow.
Yeah, I heard my son went into X-Men. He said he didn't really like it, so.
Oh, wow. That's right. Yeah, I got a couple of bad reports on it, too.
Yeah, so I wasn't really tripping off of that one. I wasn't, if X-Men, shit like that, I just never been into, man. That's just how it is.
Busy. How you doing, baby? How was your father's day?
Oh man, I was good, man. I was top of the morning. I was on a plane flying back from we had a show in San Diego. My shit echoing.
I don't hear it. You got your computer on?
Yeah, but it's next to it though. That's what it is.
Yeah. If it's an echo, that means you're hearing a computer. Plus you're hearing plus you're talking.
Oh no, my shit low. My shit ain't turned up.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, I had a show in San Diego, and had a show in Oklahoma City. So I was on pretty much on planes and shit, flying there and back. I got back to Sac about 11:30, 12. Got to the house, you know, saying the kids, you know, with the hey daddy, you know what I'm saying. So open up a couple of gifts, tell me a nice apron to barbecue in, like we got for a brother, if I want the apron. Got me, when I get my meat cracking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some nice letters, you know, from me, my kids, from grad, and I was pretty much tired, I was drained, but I bounced back. It was good, though, overall.
Yo, I'm going to tell everybody, man, because this is like, was super special for me. You know, you guys don't know much about my personal life, but my oldest, you know, he's 17. He got another dad. You know, I'm a stepdad. And he sent me a text yesterday morning, you know, just showing his appreciation for me.
Oh, that's good.
Right?
That's good. That's
you know,
good.
And that, I swear to God, that brought a tear to my eye. I was so happy because, you know, you love being appreciated sometimes.
Right.
You know?
Definitely.
So,
some of them don't get much either.
Yeah, you know, so go ahead.
Yeah, that's just something you don't get much from as a parent. You don't get that appreciation, so it's good when they do that.
Yeah, especially when they're kids, you know. But he's older, turning 17. He just turned 17, so he's starting to realize life a little more, and you know, and then when they start thinking, they go, oh man, you know, so and so did this for me, so and so did that for me. Like you always say, somebody put it out on Facebook the other day or Twitter, they said, man, our parents give us, oh, my man DeMond, he said, our parents give us wisdom as a kid that we don't use until we're damn near 30 and grown.
Right. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, and it's crazy. So that was good. Oh, Meezy, what happened, bro? You went on hold. Oh, Meezy, where you at?
Nah, man, I was hearing an echo, man, so I had to try to bounce off and bounce back in to see if that's what it was. I hear it. I don't like that.
Was that you echoing?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, because if you got the, well, you're not signed in. You're just using the phone. But anyway, all right, we'll take care of that a little bit. Later on in the show, we got Deshaun Jackson. We got Jackpot Records coming up. We got Cove De Leon, I think. I haven't heard from him all week, so I think he's going to be coming up. We'll see if he calls in. But right now, I want to take y'all back into my history in the game. This is my man. We made this song right here in my studio at my house back in like 98, 99, 2000, something like that. My man Young Vogues from Blessing Bonafide. It's called Wild Wild West. It's right here on Soul Kitchen Radio. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Yo, it's a troublemaker. Bought that RBL Posse Camp. Yeah. Chilling with my boy Rick Camacho on Soul Kitchen Radio. Yeah. Area code for the home of the boss Max.
Seen the mob all over the map and flossed the brand new legs. We toss holes in the back and get packed off some of that green dough. Don't kill them on your soldiers, block your safe, put in the C-No. We roll them up with G-Stacks, buy quarter keys of that A1 Yak. Rock it up in the fat pot, don't stop shaking it till it come back. Spice it up to make twice as much, cut no fat covers. Stand bust with me on the FCT, looking out for them planters. Wondering if the tap gon' hit the track with the CHPs. Cause when it's too much traffic on your spot, they bring the J-T. With decoys to infiltrate, surveillance tanks in the back of the van. Creep up on you while you sleeping and beat your door with a batarang. They try to earn their stripes, so they hand out secret indictments. When it's time to make they grow, the man in Poland starts to spicy shit. If it gets three strikes, the owners better make sure they got their pants on. Get dumped on my west side rider, tired of being stepped on. They trying to make my mom when the 5x7 federal stamp. So I used to game, I learned up in the bay to maintain my mail and bail around the big ocean like a bottom fired official. Spread my hustle like that ocean tall up to the middle. Up in the wild, wild west, north side pride. Killing fucking soldiers, how to fuck a third strike. It's nothing but a bag day, cousin. And even if you quit the D game, slang something. It's in the wild, wild west, north side pride. Killing fucking soldiers, how to fuck a third strike. It's nothing but a bag day, cousin. And even if you quit the dope game, slang something. Banging on my cell door when it go-go county juvenile with 40 niggas in North Hall. Holler, let me the fuck out. Cause now it ain't no home visits. No more fucking with shithead bitches. Fuck the phone, I told my folks. Shooting a kite. Been in this shit for a minute, ain't even think about getting out. But the DA had to drop the case, the witness wasn't nowhere to be found. In the streets, sicker than ever, no respect for the law. Can't be rehabilitated, all I learned was don't be caught. That's why me and my niggas was bros. Players able to take a loss, chalk that shit up to the game. Then we go hit the town and flaws, killing fists in Hennessy, like it ain't no thing. In the Bay, niggas don't bang, but we down to ride for the turkey clan. Niggas be serving yay, some niggas be serving prime. Some niggas be serving bubble steak, posted all night long. Okay, fuck with us, we taking them on a high speed. Been a gun about to pot and throw the second knee up in the wild, wild west. Northside pride, kill a fucking soldier's out and fuck a third strike. It's nothing but a bank day, cousin. And even if you quit the DJ, slang something. And in the wild, wild west, yeah. Bonafide and bless, bonafide and bless.
You know, but you better walk outside, go get something, cause fuck how fine you is, or what you look like, or how you're doing, what you're doing with your mom and daddy. Got help her, then get your ass out here and you get me
California,
something.
California, nigga, that's what now. Now all the real bad riders wear your blunts up in the air. Filthy Frisco, now that's the real players. Then we jump across the water to the peak of the old North California, we macking the most. And then Vallejo, man, we just don't say no, man. We running rubber on the bitches with a fat brain stand. Smoking shit up in Pittsburgh, niggas be getting burned. Back to the city and play a hate to serve them in the rich. My nephew's down to kill a bitch. North California, niggas about to rip. We think the fuck up in second in Fairfield. He's probably out, so now she's beginning to build. And every city in the bay, niggas be tearing scratch. North California is naked but max.
Man, that right there, that's some classic stuff. Classic bass slap right there, man. That's my folks, Blessing Bonafide, Young Vogues. He's in Richmond. That fool used to sleep in my studio. Well, he just made those beats all night long. You know, that's some old shit. We never released it. We actually got one song. It's on put on iTunes last year. It's called Touchdown. But you know, it's some unreleased shit, man. It's cool. I love his flow.
Yeah.
So something I wanted to talk about, man, was this dude, Deshaun, what was his name again? Deshaun Marmon, the dude that was arrested. I wanted to play some of the stuff from the airlines because I got a copy of it. Let's see if I can find it. I forgot what I said. Man. Are you in this new studio? Or are you in the same switchboard?
The same job.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm doing this new studio thing, man, and I'm trying to figure out how to use this shit. I think it's a little weirder. Here it is. Okay. So this is I'm in the background. I'm playing some of this some of the cuts from what happened. But we could talk about it because this is something. Here it goes. You can hear it now.
Jefferson's Supreme Court Station Farm. And when they said location, the lady had came at point.
What you listen to is Sean Marvin talking to the pilot and the security guy. Marvin talking to the pilot and the captain, or the captain and the security guard. What do you think about that? Was he being harassed, Omizi?
Man, you know what? He probably was. I was on a plane one time. I was just talking to my partner Jizzle about this yesterday. We was at the airport. They sometimes we go on with 40. They be trying, you know, especially flying out of Oakland. They might show 40 a little favoritism and be like, man, y'all go ahead, you know, and get on the plane, you know, before we even, you know, really start boarding, right? So one time I was in boarding group A. I'm the first person. I'm the first person on there. My boarding pass actually says A1, so I'm first, or A2, something like that. First on the plane. So they was like, go ahead. So, you know, we all went on. So I go straight for the emergency exit because, shit, that's where all the leg room is. You get to stretch your legs out and all that. So they're going to tell me, you know, since I pre-boarded, that you can't sit in the exit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, man, but I wasn't really tripping. I'm A2. Look at my boarding pass. I wasn't even tripping. So they want to almost damn near kick me off the plane because I didn't want to move to the, you know, to the other seat. And I was like, and not only did they, because we had a connecting flight, so not only did they sweat me then when we landed at the other spot, I tried to move to the exit row again, and they wanted to sweat me on that one. So they actually physically told the person, watch out for them. So that was some harassment shit, but it's like, it's nothing you could do, because when they get on one, the little flight attendants get on one, then you gotta acquiesce, because if they feel uncomfortable for any reason, they want you off the flight. That's the reality.
All right, yeah, that's
Sometimes they do be on some sucker shit, real tough.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy, because I worked for airline for a little while, and they taught them that, you know, when you're right, you're right. That's it. There's nothing people can do about you. But this dude was caught video. This dude was videotaped by the guy that was supposed to be sitting in the seat next to him. He videotaped the whole thing, posted it on YouTube, so it's all out there. You know, and my personal opinion is the dude was sitting down, he pulled his pants up. I hate sagging. If anybody hates sagging, I hate sagging. That's not, you know, and that's just how I am. I've always been like that. I used to tell kids, if you want to sag, just take your pants off and come walk around in your underwear. You know, I go to the extreme. I'm like, you know, but he was a grown man, and, you know, and, yo, call the show now, man. Call the show. I think you're online right now. I see it. You on hold. Hold on. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. So anyway, you guys just hold on there, man. I know you can hear me. So basically what I'm saying is I can't stand these saggers, right? Somebody sagging their jeans, whoop-de-whoop. But you know what? It's a generational thing. It's going to happen. And these old pilots, they're from different generations than us. You know, they don't get it. And they're not, if they keep hawking on this dumb little stuff, people are trying to blow our planes up, and they worried about somebody walking on there with a damn pants sagging. let him go. He sat down, let him go. He's been searched. He has his boarding pass. Come on now. Get rid of this shit.
Yeah, like I said, some of the flight attendants be taking their job way too serious, and they do. One thing I noticed, they have been hiring like a lot of older people, like older flight attendants, and they may not be hip. Like, you know what I'm saying? Southwest, I don't know what airline he was on, but Southwest, man, they be rapping and whatnot. Like, if you fly into LAX or Burbank, man, the flight attendants be putting on a show, and you be subject right. to their comedy and shit, whether you want to or not. Sometimes I put my headphones on because I don't get on the plane for you to try to entertain me because, you know, you want to, you know, your second career is being a comedian or a singer. But we have to sit back and listen. We got to sit back here and listen to their performance, and they be joking. Like, if we took it serious, like, you're supposed to be giving us information about if we get in trouble, like as far as the plane, if the plane started to go down, what are you supposed to do? You make a joke out of it, like, this boy, like, two ways off the plane, on the wing, and all, you know. But we sit there and we listen to you. But right. if anything, if you got a problem, if we have a problem with you, we can't do nothing. There's no recourse. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like I said, some of them may be dickheads, some of them don't. The dude that was on my line about sitting in the exit row, he was a jerk ass. And I'm like, dude, I'm telling him, I'm like, if the plane go down, who would you want to have on the door? This old 50-year-old lady or me? Because, you know, I'm going to rip the door off and throw that motherfucker to the back of the UAP. And he, you know, I think he was fruity. He was a fruitcake, no disrespect, but he was a fruitcake. he didn't like my swag. he didn't like my swag, you feel me? So I said, you know, forget it, man. I just moved to another seat instead of arguing with him because they will kick your ass off the plane. I've been on a flight with Turf Talk, and Turf Talk was hung over one time. Turf Talk threw up in the whole back of the UAP. He threw up in the whole back of the plane. I'm talking about he laced it. But and now really, they could have kicked him off because we had another flight to go to another show. They could have kicked him off, but the females was hella cool, and they didn't kick him off. But the rules state if you drunk, you got to get the hell off the plane, or if you hung over. So some of them is cool like police. Some of them cool. Some of them jerk asses.
Right, right. Yeah, this dude, I think he's going to major lawsuit going against U.S. Airways. And I'm saying right now, don't fly that shit. You know, just because of that, don't fly that. If you in an ethnic group where that's going to be, you know, whatever, you know, don't fly U.S. Airways. I'm going against them. Even if Sean Jackson sent me a ticket to the Philadelphia Eagles, don't send it U.S. Airways. I'm not flying. I'm not coming.
So well, it's a recession anyway. They should be happy people giving them some money.
That's right, man. Now all the U.S. Airways bags is going to go up, and you know, because this dude's going to get sued. Man, that's crazy. So check it out. Let's move on to the next thing. We got Jackpot Records on the phone. What's up, fellas?
What up with it, man?
Jackpot.
Who's on the phone, man? Who we got?
Oh, we got D Jackson, you know, CEO. We got Kid Cali artist, and we got T Ron artist on the line.
Okay, good, man. I just got your stuff. I just got all your records. We've been going back and forth all morning, trying to get all this stuff loaded up. And hold on, we're gonna play some. Tell us a little bit about this music, man. Cause tell you the truth, I listened to it. This shit is different, bro. This is. Talk about it because the way the flow is, it's like something that you ain't gonna hear nowhere else.
Yeah, man, that's real. You said that last statement. I appreciate it. This is Sean speaking right now. You know, man, this is something that's been created, man. You know, by the creators, man. You know, the artists we got, you know, coming straight out of Los Angeles. You know, myself coming straight out of Los Angeles. I mean, it's a different flow, and you know, people really ain't used to hearing this, man. You know, we got Kid Cali. He got his own style. You know, he's like I call him the West Coast Young Boosie. You know, he's got the flow like Mystical, Bone Thugs. I mean, he got that real unique voice. You know, every time he get on the track, you know, he get all eyes on him, get all attention. And my other guy, T Ron, you know, his flow, you know, very, very lyrical. I mean, lyrically, you know, got bars, you know, he throwing at you. kind of style like Game, but I mean he talked that heat on this track, man. But you know, it's the new West Coast, man. There ain't too much talent like we got right now out here out in the West Coast, man. And we just trying to bring the West back, man. So like you said, in the music, we just try to hit the different lane. And, you know, just have everybody know what we talking about and this lifestyle we living, man. That's what we talking about, you know.
Yeah. That's, I mean, when you get a chance to hear this, I'm gonna play this right now. Which one you want me to play? You want to play Win-Win, Ain't No Front? Me and my nigga, not that nigga.
Go ahead and drop that Ain't No Friend. Kid Cali, I'm going to let him get on the phone, too, with you real quick, and, you know, let him talk about that real quick before you play it one time.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
So, Kitchen, what that shit do, man?
Kid Cali, what's happening, man?
Yeah, jackpot and bitch.
Okay, so let's talk about this Ain't No Front, man, because man, I was just telling Deshaun that this music is different. And wait till you hear this on Meezy, you're going to be like, wow. And it's kind of you're gonna have to get used to it almost. It's like it like takes the left side of your brain and makes it work a little bit.
Yeah, that's I try to make the music make you want to drive fast, and I just be myself on the track. It's like this song we about to get into is called Ain't No Front. It's basically letting you know where we coming from. Like, we don't know how long it's gonna last, so we spin it as it come. Like, you know, we don't cut that bullshit. You know, so don't get the young, flying, flashy mixed up with the rap, you know, because this is a life that we live, and our music really, really will show you that, you know, it speaks for itself. And like you said, it's different. We tired of hearing all the same thing. We tired, like the West ain't never went nowhere, and they keep saying the West is back. Like, how the West back when ain't went nowhere? But the music that the West is putting out now is, like, on some dance music, and we want to show them, like, that's not really what the West is. That's just a part of us, you know?
Yeah, and it's funny Deshaun mentioned, like, the mystical, because this kind of reminds, it's almost like you mix the West and the South together. You know, we're going to listen to that right now. And everybody else, you want to call in, tell us what you think, 714-694-4150, get in the chat room or get on the Twitter.
Jackpot.
And this is Jackpot, Ain't No Front, right here on Soul Kitchen Radio.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Big Ol' Meezy, and I am the great communicator.
Yo, check it out. It's Soul Kitchen Radio. We're back with Jackpot Records.
I was just looking at the YouTube, jogging on him. Kid Cali featuring XO. That was bumping. Hey, man, that's about 2-3 years old, man. They ain't heard this new jackpot yet, man. No, we're going to upload it. We're going to hit them hard. We got that first video shoot today, too, man. So, like I say, man, we on, man.
Man. Man, so Omizi, what you think about that song, man? Because isn't that like what the hell's going on?
I was looking at him. He didn't look nothing like he sound. I was like, damn, that's him. But he said it was 2 years ago, so maybe he you know what I'm saying? Who the black James Dean with all the polo?
All right, you know what it is then, the fundamental self, Kid Cannon. Hey, shout out Soul Kitchen Radio, man.
Yo, thank you for that, man. Yo, it's crazy, man. So, Deshaun, I heard you was on a track, on one of these tracks.
Oh, yeah, man. Not the ones you got, man. You know, I'm going to play the background, man. I'm going to play the CEO. They might hear me drop something, you know, one of these days soon. But, you know, right now, man, I'm focused on getting my boys out, man. Like I said, I done made it to a certain point, you know, in my career, you know, being successful and things like that, man. I just want to get back and help out my boys, man. That's basically what it is, you know?
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's cool. So shout out to you guys, your Twitters real quick. T-Mac.
Yeah, we got Kid Cali Twitter. I am Kid Cali. You know, we got T-Ron Twitter. T-Ron _Ron_Jackpot. And, of course, the CEO, Deshaun Jackson 10. You know, we all need the more followers from Soul Kitchen. You feel me? And like I say, man, this lifestyle we living, bro. We out here in L.A. We looking out the out the balcony right now. We looking onto the ocean. You know, watching the boats, you know, fly by. You know, it's just that real first class lifestyle, man.
Right. Now, something we talked about last week was features. Now, you guys got any features on the album?
Well, right now, man, I'm gonna be honest, man. We got a lot of people that's willing to do work with us just off the love and the strength of me being the CEO. But you know, like I told my artists, man, I really want them to get this buzz, and I want them to you know get their first impression off by themselves, man, because they all got you know enough talent where they don't need nobody else. And once we get to a certain level, I say Snoop Dogg, that's like my uncle. He already said, man, whenever you need me, he gonna get on it. But like I say, man, we really want to grind first, and we want people to see our grind. Once they see our grind and hear our talent, then the whole world going to be wanting to come do songs with us, you feel me? But we going after Young Money, you feel me? This jackpot life, we right here, we about to take over that Young Money spot, man. You hear it first right here on Soul Kitchen Radio.
That's right. Uh-oh. Exclusive right there. They taking over that Young Money. Because you know what I heard? I heard that somebody was trying to charge $500,000 for or $200,000 for a spot.
Look, bro, I'm going to keep it this way. We don't get into all that. You know, we want to keep things clean and you know, solid, bro. But, you know, I got a good relationship with Wayne and all them over there, man. It's all love and respect. But like I said, we come up for the top spot. We ain't coming in the game, you know, being satisfied with being at the bottom, being in the middle. We coming at the top spot, man. And like I said, with this talent right now, we got six artists that's going to be able to come in and have their own lane, bro. And the talent speak for itself. My mouth don't even need to, you know, talk anymore. I want to hand the phone over to T-Ron. Let's get into that next track with Heaven Sent. You know, we're going to let the West be heard, bro. We out here, we getting it.
I didn't get that Heaven Sent. That one didn't come. So I got the Win-Win, me and my niggas, and that.
Yeah, Win-Win. That's it right there. That's that Win-Win. That's Heaven Sent.
Okay, my man, it's a win-win, so that's good. We got it. T-Ron, let's talk about it. Let's talk about this 7 cents.
Soul Kitchen, what that shit do?
What's up, T-Ron? Welcome to the kitchen, man.
Man, you know, I'm glad to be here, man. What's up with this jackpot? We in here. We want to get into this 7 cents. It's basically just, you know, just talking about how we get in. You feel what I'm saying? And basically feeling, you know, how haters out here, we just feel like they irrelevant to us. You feel what I'm saying? But we were sent from heaven. But we're going to show y'all, you know?
Man, I'm loving the feeling I'm getting from this jackpot, man, because you guys got so much flavor going on right now and so much energy and enthusiasm about this music thing. Man, it's cool. You can feel it through the phone.
Yeah, because really over here at Jackpot, we really a family over here more than –
just a rap label. We do everything. We grew up together. We fought together. We played basketball, football, everything. Went out together. We spent the night at each other's house. We did it all. So that it's like with this is nothing. It's like for real here. It ain't no artist that's from Texas and Bakersfield and one from New York to where they get into it and split up. We a real family over here, you know?
Yeah, yeah, and that's important. That's a very important part of having a successful label, and you know,
exactly.
And so, yeah, that's and you guys got that. So I'm thinking you guys is definitely gonna make it, and we got you right here on Soul Kitchen Radio, all off top, all the time.
For,
so let's get into this. Go ahead.
We want to give it up to for the city, for South Central LA. You know what I'm saying? We want to give it up to all of California, really, to the Bay, everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Let's get into the 7 Cent. Jackpot, let's do it.
What's up with it, man? It's Mac Mar, and I'm chilling on Soul Kitchen Radio. Yada da mean, T's to the top.
Yeah.
Like, I holla. Yup. Tell him. Oh, fuck, like, fuck, fuck.
Kitchen Radio, what's up? We back with Jackpot Records.
Jackpot.
That was heavy.
Jackpot.
Jackpot.
Jackpot,
man.
Was...
Go ahead,
hey,
Omi.
I was trying to see because y'all in LA, y'all collaborate with any other like up and coming underground cats. Like I know Gang Green, they from out there. Y'all ever heard of them? Gang Green Records, I think.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we for real, man. We got a fan base, man. We mess with everybody, bro. Like, you know, Nip Hustle is, you know, Nipsey Hustle. I know all y'all familiar with Nip Hustle. You know, we about to get a couple of little songs in with him. But for real, like I say, bro, right now, man, we so focused on ourselves, man. It ain't no disrespect to nobody else, but we grinding with ourselves, man. Our most, you know, competition is in house, bro, and that's how we feel.
That's good. That's what's up. Y'all keep each other in check as far as, you know what I'm saying, y'all, it's a little competition between y'all and each other, right?
Yeah, man, that's how we feel, bro. Our best competition is in-house, bro. Like I say, I could play you records, you know, through all six of our artists, bro, and you know, they all got different lanes. And, you know, as a CEO, man, I like to challenge them within themselves to, you know, not to hate on each other, but, you know, to compete, man, because you feel me, like, I grew up, you know, playing sports, man. We all grew up playing sports. And the most competitive nature we had was with our own teammates. You feel me? Because, you know, when you have, you know, competition in between your own team, when you go play against other teams, it ain't nothing. You feel me? We shitting on every team. We going out, you know, serving everybody. You feel me? So that's kind of, you know, mentality we got over here.
That's how you got to do it. That really is how you got to do it in this industry. But,
Oh, we just lost Omezi. So, yeah, that shit is dope, man. The way you guys got it going, and Deshaun, it's crazy because I like how you just sitting in the background and you being the CEO, because you know I talked about a little bit this week about people who, you know, these sports guys that try to be rappers, right? And nobody really knows about it, but. Everybody, you know, the first person everybody thinks is Shaquille O'Neal. Wow, he had a microphone, but I think he was just playing. He wasn't really in the game. But it sounds like what you got going on is you're not trying to be out there. You got your own shit going on, but as a company, you building your own separate company. And I think the way you're going about it is smart. You got all your guys out there, and you're doing your shit. So, man, that's great, man. I like the way you're doing that.
Yeah, man, honestly, bro, I'm gonna keep it real simple with you like this, bro. You know, for me, man, I grew up, man, loving hip-hop, man. You know, first and foremost, you know, I want to say rest in peace, Tupac. You know, happy, you know, belated birthday. You know, a couple days ago, I was hitting Twitter hard with Tupac songs, you know, reminiscing. You know, it's funny, man, because, you know, it's a lot of people out there saying, oh, Lil Wayne is the best rapper in the world. He's number one. And it just, to me, man, like, Tupac, man, ain't nobody ever was as real as Tupac on tracks, man. Everything Tupac was rapping about, he was really living that. And nowadays, man, in the rap industry, man, I think a lot of people was, you know, caught up with all the flashy stuff, old chains, and, oh, I'm in the hood, and, you know, oh, I got all this money. But in reality, man, we know it ain't true like that, you feel me? And they trying to uphold and they trying to live a certain image that's not really, you know, how can I say it? It's authentic. You know, it's no authenticity in it. And, you know, things about, you know, Jackpot, bro, you know, I'm the CEO, and all my artists is able to see, you know, the boss life, and they able to see the things, you know, us traveling, us going to Gucci stores, us shutting down the mall. I mean, all that stuff we really living, bro. So, you know, for us to really be talking about that, there ain't no faking in this, bro. We really living this. You feel me?
Right. Definitely, because everybody knows a lot of artists just say that shit. Like, if I was to get on a track and say, yo, I'm riding my Gucci shit and doing this and that, I'd be lying, blood. I make $60,000 a year. Come on, man. Hey, I want to shout out Sporty Jones, man. Hey, is it Tracy's name? Is it Sporty Jones?
Yeah, it's Tracy Jones. You know, it's Sporty. It's Sporty Jones on his Twitter, yeah. But, you know, that's Tracy. That's Big Cuzzo. You know, A&R. You know, and, you know, street team, he do it all, bro. That's my big cousin. You know, I grew up, you know, looking at him, and, you know, he was a great athlete as well, but, you know, he's just an example to all the little kids. When we do our football camps, you know, he's an example to look at. Like, you know, he was a great athlete, but he never took care of his, you know, his grades and stuff. So when we go to certain places, you know, that's his story. But, you know, on the opposite end, he's able to come back and say, look, you know, I messed up. I didn't do what I need to do. But my little big cousin is showing me the right way to do it. And I'm just giving him a position where he could take over, you know, and really do business for Jackpot.
You know, and I got to say shout out to Tracy, man, because he hooked this whole thing up, man, ever since I met him. When I talked to him last week when you guys was out here, and he was just on it the whole time. So, man, he's handling his business out there for Jackpot, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to call him. We got a call that wants to say something. 916, who's this?
It's Rob Reason, man. The General Rob Reason. What's good, y'all?
What up, Rob Ray?
Oh, it ain't nothing, man. I just caught a little, I just tuned in, man, and caught just a little glimpse, man, of what my boy Deshaun was talking about, man, and I just had to chime in on it, man, because, you know, that's where I'm at with this whole music and this whole hip-hop thing. I've been rapping for a while, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, been eating, sleeping, and breathing this hip-hop thing for a long time. I done seen it come from where it done started to where it's at now, man, and, you know, I've been hearing what my boy Deshaun Jackson been saying, and I've been waiting to hear. That's the kind of stuff I've been wanting to hear from people that's getting in this game and starting up companies and trying to, you know what I'm saying, put their imprint in there, man. We got to bring this the real back, you know what I'm saying, bring this real hip-hop back, man, and eliminate all this nonsense, all this lollipop and fakeness, man. Everybody is like, it's like the Matrix, man. Everybody logged into this fakeness, man. We got to be Morpheus and start unplugging cats, man, and waking their eyes up, you feel me? So I just wanted to, you know, chime in a little bit and show some support, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm the General Rob Reason out of the Bay Area. I'm out here in Sacramento, man. You know what I'm saying? I rock, man. I got an album that's going to be dropping in a couple weeks called Revolutionary, and that's what my whole album is pretty much based on, man, is, you know, bringing this real stuff back, man, going against the grain and putting some real stuff in these kids' mind instead of just the rims and what they wearing and you know, all that fake stuff that ain't going to really give them no game to, you know what I'm saying, to grow on or do nothing with. You feel me? So I just wanted to chime in, man, and send some love.
Yeah, that's real, bro. You know, this DJ Jack on the phone speaking to, you know, a lot of, you know, respect and love for the Bay Area. You know, me going to Cal Berkeley, I was out there for about 3 years, lived in Oakland, you know, lived in Richmond, you know, all throughout that Bay Area. But, one thing I want to reminisce on, man, when I was back in college, I took a hip-hop class, and, you know, I remember Africa Bambaataa, you know, the things he was talking about with authenticity and the hip-hop. How nowadays, you know, all that, the hip-hop game and culture has changed. Like you say, everybody want to be flashy with the chains and want to be having rings and having money in their pocket. But in reality, you know, the rap game, you being a rapper, all that stuff is accessible to you. You feel me? So it's really not yours. But, oh, yeah, you got a video. They're going to bring all that stuff to the video. So it's a certain image that they're upholding. But in reality, if you wake up and live this everyday life, you talk to the average rapper, it's really a grind. It's a struggle, bro. We just want to let everybody know. It ain't no snapping your finger and you make it. You feel me? It's really a grind. It's really time you got to put in. Because, you know, I didn't just wake up one day and be in the NFL. You feel me? It was work I had to get to where I'm at. You feel me?
Exactly. Exactly. That's what it take. It take work, man. And,
go ahead, Rob.
You got disconnected?
Right. Yeah, he must have got disconnected. We got another call. Dejan is on the line. Dejan, what's up? You want to say something to Deshaun?
What's happening?
What's up, man?
I'm in the studio right now. Haiti just walked in the building, but I was able to call, you know what I mean? I left my charger at the crib last night, man. Last 2 days been kind of not me. Oh, me, okay. I don't know how you do it, man.
Well.
Rob Reason still on the phone?
Yeah, man. I had a little technical problem, man. Y'all hear me?
Yeah,
okay,
well, you remember me? Came out to Young
Haiti
video shoot and
I remember you folks. Yeah, I remember you folks. It's good. What's happening with it?
Man, I'm just chilling, man. I just heard you called in and just wanted to say what's up, man.
Oh, it's good, man. I seen your post on Facebook, man. That's what led me to the call, man.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's good, man. I said thank you for your support, bro. I've been seeing you on there, man, you know, checking your boy out, man.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. I mean, I show love to those who show love to us, man. It's all
Yo,
good.
Deshaun,
man.
Go ahead and ask Deshaun Jackson a question about his Jackpot Records, man. I know if we want to find out more.
Is Deshaun Jackson on the line?
Yeah, Deshaun Jackson's on the line.
Oh, shit. So what made you decide that you wanted to, you know, branch out from away from the, you know, the football thing and wanted to do your music thing? Like, was you already doing it before?
Nah, man, honestly, I say, you know, if you didn't hear the previous conversation, you know, I grew up loving hip-hop, man. You know, it was just something I was attached to. And, you know, like I said, going back to my favorite rapper was Tupac. And, you know, a lot of rappers nowadays, man, ain't keeping it 100. You know, they're not talking about things they really live in. So, you know, with my recollection,
you know, all the boys I grew up with, you know, this is really, it's like a family over here, man. We just want to, you know, bring the West back, man, the young and the flash, you know, but at the same time, we stand loyal, we stand dedicated to what we do, which is hard working and putting out good music, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Yo, so let's get into another one of these tracks, Sean. Let's get into...
Play that nigga not me. Kid Caddy, play that nigga not me.
Okay, we got that right here. We're going to be back. Everybody hold on right there. Don't hang up. It's Jackpot Records, That Nigga Not Me, right here. It's exclusive on Soul Kitchen Radio, man. Records right here on the Soul Kitchen. You heard that first. Exclusive records right here all the time on Soul Kitchen. We support the independent artists, man.
We in the building with Soul Kitchen Radio Jackpot. We live.
Hey, so let me ask y'all a question in the music industry question. As far as putting together like your tours and distribution, radio, promotions, all that stuff. Who's handling all that, and how are you doing it?
Man, honestly, man, like you say, bro, we're going to go back to that independent talk, man. This is an independent label, you know, and I put this on myself. So right now, man, everything is in-house. You know, I'm putting up for my boys. Like I said, I really have belief and faith in my guys. But, you know, we putting this package together right now, man, to be able to take it to the big, you know, labels, to take it to, you know, the Def Jams, to the, you know, the Universal, the Sonys and all that type of stuff like that, Interscopes. And, you know, right now, man, that's what we're looking for. We're going to put out this mixtape hosted by DJ Drama. You know, it's going to be all over DabHip, live mixtapes. You know, all the hip-hop, the new hip-hop, you know, station. We're going to be on everything, bro. That's what we're doing, bro. We're trying to get that big distributing deal, man.
Okay. And is it going to be hard to – how you going to – you know, it's always hard because I know when I do my radio show, when I do my regular work, I think about my radio show all the time. So how hard is it going to be for you to put Jackpot aside when the season starts? Are you going to hand that off to somebody?
Yeah, no, that's where I got people in place, you know, to really handle that for me. You know, I got Layla Steinberg, you know, is helping manage this. You know, I got some inner help by family and friends, you know, that's really, you know, known for the hip hop business, you know. And I say Layla Steinberg, I don't know how many of y'all are too familiar though. She, you know, managed Tupac in his early stages, and you know, she's good with all that, booking shows, doing tours, you know, radio appearances, you know, BET. We good all around the board. So as far as when I go play football, you know, I'm gonna be comfortable that my artists got enough grind in them to keep it going, and you know, the people I got in place is gonna be in place to handle what they need to handle.
Right, and let me just tell you about me and Layla Steinberg, man. Me and Layla, she's the reason why I was at the thing last week, because that's me and Layla. She started me off in music way back in the 90s. So.
That's love. Yeah, that's love, man. I know Layla Steinberg, man. She got a lot of, you know, people that knows about her through her past with Tupac. And, you know, like I say, it was tough for me to get her to want to come back into music because, you know, all the people she was dealing with, like the Tupacs, the Left Eyes, you know, a lot of people was dying and passing away and things like that. And it was tough for her to even get back involved in the rap game. But, you know, her son, she got a 12-year-old son who loves music. And he's like a young Drake. He's singing, he's rapping, you know, picking his own beats. He's writing his own shit. Her son is, you know, a part of Jackpot, so we just trying to groom him, you know, with our older artists and you know, help him and, you know, just help mature him, man, because, like I say, this shit over here, bro, we really got unity and family, bro.
Well, that's good. So Jackpot Records right now on SoulKitchenRadio.com, Naiku is our featured video, and it's on the website right now. Naiku is the featured video, you and me, on SoulKitchenRadio.com right now. So you can go check that out. You know,
we got you and Naiku, you know, all the little ladies, they loving them right now. You know, we going to high school, you know, we going everywhere, and everybody loving the little Naiku. You feel me? Like, he like the young Drake, you know, everybody want to, you know, say Justin Bieber. Don't take nothing away from Justin Bieber. He a good, you know, talent. He the man. But watch out for Naiku, bro. He coming at y'all.
Man, and we love that. And so, and I swear, for the fact that you with Layla, we got you 100%, man. Anything you need from the Bay Area, I got you, dog. That's how it is.
Man, that's love. That's love, bro. And like I say, man, you know, whenever y'all want to set up another appearance where we can come up here or, you know, get back on the phone with y'all, man, we rocking with y'all, bro. We're going to tweet y'all all day. You know, if y'all keep running our music, we're going to tweet y'all. We're going to have y'all on Twitter going crazy over Soul Kitchen Radio, bro. So you already know we with this full-fledged.
It's all good. You just got to follow me, Sean. And follow me and Omizi. We on there.
I got you.
So Omizi. Let's talk about how can we mix the Bay with LA as far as Jackpot, because you know Omizi is with Sick With It, so Omizi, talk to them about you know what can we do to help them out.
I mean, you know, the love is already there. We just keep doing what y'all doing. Just keep, you know, your hard work is gonna pay off by y'all continuing to stay in their face. You know what I'm saying? And it helps to have a budget, so. You already ahead of the curve, you know what I'm saying? The rest is just, you know what I'm saying? Like D-Shot taught me, image is projected. So whatever image y'all put out there, and just stay consistent and stay gassing and stay doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? And eventually, you know, everybody meet up, just like, you know, we fuck with Big Snoop Dogg, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, realness stay fucking with real. So eventually, you know, everybody paths across. So, and it'll be organic. It won't be nothing preordained. It'll just be organic. That's what's up. I'm looking forward to seeing y'all do y'all thing. Great. Looking forward to seeing videos and clothing lines and whatever the hell else y'all got popping.
Yeah, man, we got everything going right now, bro. We shooting our first three videos this week. You know, we grinding, man. A lot of people, if you ask them, I know video shoots take, you know, from weeks to plenty of days. But, man, we going to shoot one video a day. We hitting it today, Monday. We're going to hit another one Tuesday. We're going to hit another one Wednesday, bro. We're going to knock it out, man. We one take kings over here, bro. We in and out.
That's crazy. And I'll tell you what, if you need some more beats, Soul Kitchen Radio, man, we're locking in the networking. But my man Peter Parker, and you can follow him on Twitter, at PeterParker510, got them classic Bay beats. If you want to look something different, Get you a little something, mix up your flavor a little bit, get a little Bay shit in there. Peter Parker got you, man.
Yeah, man. That's what I want to say, too, man. For whoever's,
you know, listening and checking out Soul Kitchen Radio right now, too, man. We're looking for all the hot producers, man. We're not locking down with one producer at all. We want to be able to be open, man. We want to be able to have beats from here to from there. So, you know, for all y'all young producers out there, if y'all trying to get hot with us and catch this name while we got it going right now, you know, feel free. You know, Twitter, we got email addresses, whatever y'all want to send them to. You know, they can get straight to y'all at Soul Kitchen Radio. I mean, whatever it is, but we with whatever, man.
All right, cool. Well, Deshaun, man, we want to thank you again for coming back on the show. And like I told you last week, man, this time we ain't even talking football. We getting into your music part, man. And you know, good luck. And I know you like to get you out of that. Get you out of that. Oh, that's Deshaun. That's Deshaun. Yeah. You know, all that stuff. Just come in here and be yourself, dog. Anytime.
Yeah, you already know, bro. Like I say, bro, you know, first and foremost, I'm an NFL superstar football player. So, you know, my artist knowing that being a part of, you know, Deshaun Jackson record label, I mean, there's certain things and there's certain perceptions we got to have. It's a certain image we got to have. Like I say, we don't want people to get the wrong impressions, man. We grew up and we was raised in L.A. in the streets and stuff, but we able to say we made it away from that right now. Like right now, you know, we looking at the, you know, come on, man. It's just bigger than that, bro. We just own one, bro. But I want to say if we can end it with that last song, me and my niggas, man, and like I say, whatever it is y'all need and whatever it is we need, we going to keep it locked, bro. We going to keep it 100.
That's all good.
Same thing over here.
So, bro, it's much love. Appreciate y'all, man. Bang that me and my niggas and we on.
Off top.
Jackpot.
Jackpot. Now, hey. Me and my nigga Jackpot Records. What's up, man?
What it do? We back in the building,
Jackpot.
Baby. Jackpot in the building.
Jackpot, yo. Real quick, I want to shout out everybody on there. T-Ron, Kid Cali, Deshaun Jackson, Spody Jones, and I'm gonna spell out his Twitter for you. SP40ETY Jones. It's hard to, just can't tell you Spody Jones, you got to tell it. Then DeSean Jackson 10, and what's Kid Cali and T-Ron?
I am Kid Cali. That's Kid, that's Cali, and then T underscore Ron underscore Jackpot.
Okay. Make sure you follow them right now. Mention them for Soul Kitchen Radio. DeSean, I just hit you a tweet, told you to follow back. So man, we gravy, man. Thank you for coming on the show, man. I look forward to watching your success grow in this music side, in the music side of life.
I appreciate it, bro. Like I say, man, I'm about to hit you back on the follow right now too. And this is my time to ask you, bro, what y'all feel about that Jackpot music? You know, how y'all feeling on that?
Man, I
think me personally, I think it's a distinctive sound. And anytime you can play a record and you don't all the way sound like nobody, like he was comparing it to Boosie. You got a little bit of Boosie in him as far as his voice and whatnot. But at the same time, if you was to hear it on the radio or something, or just, you know what I mean, if you was to hear it, it is a distinctive voice, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, you just got to, it's like you said, if you own that subject matter of, you know what I'm saying, of glitzing and, you know what I'm saying, and stunting, then, you know what I'm saying, that's the image that you put out there, and then you can back it up with the fact that you did come from the hood, you know what I'm saying, and you are saying, you know what I'm saying, backing it up with the fact that you can't make it out the hood, you know what I'm saying, and be successful, and mix that with the rap, it's all good, you know what I mean, not like, it's like you ain't faking it till you're making it, you know what I'm saying, you putting out the description and the images projected, you know, and that's what's up.
Yeah, that's real respect, bro, I appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, and in my shit, I think it's got, just like I said, I mean, it's different. It's not something you're going to hear every day. But you know what? When Mystical came out with his shit, he was different than what was out there right then. And then he blew up, you know. So I'm thinking that different style is going to take people. It's going to make them think on the other side of their brain. And they're going to be like, damn, you know, I want to learn those lyrics, you know. And so they're going to be on that.
So you already know, bro. We in this thing, bro. Jackpot, like I say, we on it. Appreciate you, man. Much love.
Man, much love, man. And you got Young Nyku. Like I said, SoulKitchenRadio.com right now. That's our feature video of the week. Layla Steinberg, I got her back 100% off top. She taught me everything I know about the music industry. So
hello?
Yeah. Hello?
That?
What's that?
Hello?
Who's that? Hello?
Who is this? Is
what?
That daddy? Hello?
That's one of y'all.
Hey,
son.
Hey, who's signing that, man? Want...
Who's signing that on the phone?
This is Young Haiti. I'm on the line.
Oh, Young Haiti. No, this is, oh, my bad. That's Young Haiti. Young Haiti,
oh,
you're on the line. You're on Soul Kitchen Radio. Oh.
That's
like somebody's son. What?
All right, folks.
All right, man. And all happy Father's Day to all you guys that are fathers. I know you don't got no kids yet, Deshaun, but one day you will. So happy future Father's Day.
No, you already know, bro. We out.
Hey, and happy Father's Day to your dad, man, because I know he meant a lot to you and your brother,
yeah,
yeah.
Man. No, rest in peace, Big Bill, man. 100.
All right, cool. So, yeah, it's Soul Kitchen Radio. All right. Holla. All right, here we go. Man, that was good. That was good. Young Haiti came on, sounded like a little kid. Young Haiti, that was you?
Hello? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
We can hear you,
yeah.
I thought you was Deshaun. You can hear me now. I thought you was Deshaun's son.
He said Young Haiti came on sound like a little kid, nigga. he said Young Haiti came on sound like a little kid. Can y'all hear me now? That's all
we
I
want to
know.
We hear you,
all
man.
All right, check it out. The only reason I sounded like a little kid is because my brother passed away yesterday at 12 noon in San Francisco. She lived to be 95. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She had a history of being a heroin addict, out of Frisco, and all that.
It's fucked up, bro. It's like...
It's
95? No, stop hanging up the phone.
Bro, you was on the shit, bro.
I know they're on the phone right now with me.
Oh, bro, it was fucked up. Like, you was like 35.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you,
yeah.
Man.
Just leave me alone. Leave me alone. Deshaun keep running over to me. You know, I'm emotional right now. So, fans out there, the only reason I sounded like a little kid is because my grandmother just passed away. So, straight up, that's how it is. So, if I sound like a little kid, that's what it is. At the same time, Soul Kitchen Radio, I'm rocking with you, man. I just want to say one thing real quick. Shouts out Anita Taylor. I love you very much, Grandma. Thank you for being in my life. Thank you for raising me when I came back from West Africa and Haiti and teaching me about America and not sending me to school like I'm some old Haitian-ass nigga. She sent me to school like I was a Frisco nigga, letting me know what the game really was. So I appreciate her on that, and that's the reason I do this music shit. When y'all hear me with my swag, when I'm talking real big shit about Frisco or whatever I do, it comes from a family generation out of Frisco, Filipinos, African-Americans, Haitians, and West African motherfuckers. They're really about their paper. They really go get it. They really don't give a fuck. You step in our way, we will crush you, but we show respect to the older generation of this rap shit, because we wouldn't be shit. I wouldn't be nothing the way I was unless it wasn't for the older generation. Because when I first came over here, I sounded British, y'all. That's all I gotta say.
British. Hey, Haiti. Let me ask you something, man. You said she was 95. She was 95. And she was a heroin addict.
I give the game up all the way because it's disrespectful because I don't want nobody else to do this shit. She started doing heroin when she was 16. She didn't stop doing heroin till she was 76.
God damn.
You know what I'm saying? Now, my mama passed away in 06 of cancer. When my mama first passed away, I was mad at my grandma. I was like, damn, how come you wouldn't have? But you know what it is? Because she had a lot of wisdom. It's just what it is. Everybody has an addictive personality about them in some type of form or format, and that was just her crutch. You know what I'm saying? Family tried to keep her off of it, but if anybody know about Frisco, Sixth Street is the heroin capital. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous out there, and the older generation, when it was cool, like, if y'all talk about society and where the drug
talk about all that
went.
Stuff, man. This is Soul Kitchen. We in the Soul Kitchen. We talk about everything.
All right, well, I'm gonna give you our brief hustle how this shit go. Look, weed was the best thing ever in the world. You know what I mean? Hippie days, all that shit. Then suddenly, they cut the weed off. Federal government, FBI cut the weed off, started shipping heroin and crack in, right, to the inner ghetto. But they didn't know it was going to cross the inner ghetto. So when it crossed out of the inner ghetto into the white community, they tried to stop it. Old drug. We're on this drug war shit. Ronald Reagan wife talking about the drug war shit. But you motherfuckers put it in the hood to try to kill off the factors, yeah, like Huey P. Newton. You know what I mean? The Black Panthers, the Muslim thing. And it did. It killed off a lot of shit. But at the same time, it raised another generation that were crack babies that didn't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? And then you got my generation that really we got a lot of sense, and we losing our older people to this bullshit. So I'm just, that was just a little game right there.
Haiti.
Yeah.
What you smoking on right now, man? Did you sound like you purring?
I ain't smoking on nothing. I'm not smoking on nothing. I don't sound like I'm purring. This is pure emotions right now.
Okay.
I'm sober as hell. I'm in the studio. I'm working. I don't get down. Look, don't get down while you're working in the studio.
Hey, I want to tell you one thing, man. Congratulations on your tour, because as John said, the tour was off the hook.
Thank you. It was gravy. It was gravy. It was cold. Man, congratulations on the whole show.
Tell everybody real quick where you went.
Huh?
Tell everybody real quick where you went on your tour.
Amsterdam. I went to Amsterdam first, Thailand, okay, and then we bounced back to Sweden. We did like 3 days in Sweden and ended up staying 4 days because an extra promoter put us on the tour. From Sweden, we went to New Zealand. New Zealand, I love New Zealand. All my island people out there, if y'all listening, I got love for y'all. Y'all showed up. Y'all did y'all thing. From New Zealand, we came back to America. I did Atlanta, Jersey, and then I did Philly, and then I'm home. You know what I'm saying?
And that's
how I rocked out.
Who hooked all that stuff up? I mean, you hooked, what kind of promotion company you got?
I went through three different promoters. Basically what it was, they seen the videos, how I was popping, they seen what it was rocking with. So I gave each three promoters in each region a cool price. You know what I'm saying? I didn't charge them very much for the shows. I just made sure I had a round trip ticket wherever I was going. So, you know, I'll tell y'all the numbers. The numbers ain't nothing to me. So I charged them $1,500 for each show, and I told them just give me my round trip fare out of each area. So that was cool. But I needed my round trip ticket in hand, so in case I go out there and the promoters ain't official or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I can still get home.
Right.
You do what I'm saying? So that's how that worked out. And I hooked everything up myself. In August, I'm going to Thailand. I'm going to be in Thailand for like 45 days. I'm taking David out there. That's the guy who just did the last Haiti Heat Rod video. He just did Gorilla Moon video this last Saturday. It's going to be off the hook, y'all. Crazy. Big production. A lot of stuff going on. So I'm taking him out there with me to Thailand. We're going to be in there for 45 days. Got a nice-ass promoter. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how it is. You got to hustle yourself, man. Never go nowhere without a round-trip ticket. Whoever's listening, don't go nowhere without a round trip ticket.
Well, good. Yo, that's real talk. Definitely. Hey, check it out. Since we talking about going back in time and giving it up for the people who started the game, and Deshaun Jackson talked about it too, man, about classic hip hop. I got to play this 40 Looking Back featuring Devin the Dude.
For sure.
Man, I love this song right here, man. And you can get that Graveyard and Overtime Shift right there on SoulKitchenRadio.com. We'll be right back at Soul Kitchen Radio. Check it out.
Some of them would take all day to fly hooks. That's how they did it back then, based on an hourly rate. The longer they take, the more money they make. All we wanted to do was rap, young and enthusiastic, hoping that one day our tapes would be in store, shrink wrapped in packages. We used to beg the promoters to do us a favor, let us perform for free, pimpin', man, the money gon' come later. We knew the money was gon' come later, we were just trying to get our name out there, and it ended up working, man, for real. Rehearse and practice, practice and rehearse. Me and Future Abundant Pimps, they wouldn't charge each other to spit a verse. We all knew what we was worth. Future legends up in the game. R.I.P. Pimp C, way ahead of its time. Everybody wanna be that guy, everybody wanna be that dude, but everybody don't wanna pay dues like Fody and Devin the dude. Two good dudes, old school but new school. Meet them in person, you gon' say this is cool. Good music still around, just gotta know where to find it. He's an entrepreneur, independently grinding. 20 plus 3 years deep in this music, people always be asking me, Fody, how the fuck is you still doing it?
Looking back when days wasn't so easy.
It wasn't easy, man. Working, hustling, and struggling.
Make it or break it, we'll take all different pieces.
All of the pieces.
And we'll make something from nothing.
That's right, man. We'll make something from nothing, man.
Soul Kitchen Radio, we're back. Man, that's that Devin the Dude, E-40 featuring Devin the Dude, looking back. I love the way he's talking about the history of hip-hop in that one.
And he talking about the engineers. That's why I had to learn. My young partner, Spit Soul the Prodigy, man, he taught me how to work their Pro Tools. You know, I advise every artist, if you don't know how to work their, you know, work their Pro Tools, you should learn, take a crash course, or pay attention when you go to studio and have an engineer, because, you know what I'm saying, a lot of engineers, well, I can't say a lot, but like Foy was saying, back in the days, it would take you 2-3 hours to fly a hook because they were using them 2-inch and then 1-inch reels, and, you know what I'm saying, your budget, you know what I'm saying, you know, it gets elongated. But if you sit up there and you learn how to do it, well, after I learned how to do it, I learned that, you know, it was real quick. And a lot of them problems that come up in the studio where they be like, oh, man, hold on, it's going to take me a couple hours, and they're going to charge you that couple hours to fix it or to fly it. If you need to learn how to, you know, take a little course to learn how to work that Pro Tools or whatever, you know, you use, you know, yourself, too. Don't just be an artist. Learn. I was going to tell Deshaun Jackson that, too. Just, you know, this music business, there's so many aspects to it. Try to learn every aspect. If you got, you know, all the, you got a whole bunch of homies in the game, make sure that they all learn the different aspects of the game, not just the music. It's more than just the music. Learn about that paperwork. Learn, you know what I'm saying, learn just the engineering part of it, learn everything, how to send your one sheet out, just all aspects, because you never can stop learning in this business.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can't just create a record because you know, you and your homies love the music and expect to really go somewhere. I mean, everybody does that. They create a record and sometimes it'll just sit on the shelf. But I think you know, he's surrounded with Layla. He got Layla helping him out, so she'll put him on the right track. So when we gonna get a chance to listen to that Make It Plain though, by Big Ol' Meezy?
I'm about to drop. I'm just getting I want to do everything in succession. So like because I got the duality and it shows the two sides, the good and the evil. The Make It Plain is pretty much my good side as far as, you know, talking to the breeze. Then you got the other side. Actually, it's not really good or evil. It's just like the two sides of the way my brain works. So when I come with the next record, I'm going to drop them both pretty much and start pushing them both at the same time. That's the I'm a Fool with Be Legit and Sally Sale with Sugar T on the hook, produced by AJ. And then I'm going to drop, I got the video coming called Get Tough. So I'm just try to hit everything at the same time. You smell me?
Yeah, it's all good, man. I smell it.
Yeah.
Real good.
Speaking of smelling it, I want to talk about Montel Williams, the former talk show host. He opened up a high-end marijuana shop in Sacktown last week, Midtown, 29th Street. They got metal detectors at the front of the door. They got cameras and the whole thing. It's a high-end medical marijuana. So it's like this is where, like, if the doctors would go, like, you know, like, it's probably gonna be a markup on some of their tweet, but you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be, I guess it's worth it because when you walk in, it's real clean. They got the stuff real organized, flat screens in there. They got the whole thing jump off. You smell?
Man, yeah. I mean, he got the money and he got the reasoning for it too. Because doesn't he? What does he have? MS?
Yeah, he got multiple sclerosis, yep.
Multiple sclerosis, he's battling with that, and so medical marijuana is helping him out, you know, helping him battle.
Yeah, he's been talking about that. He's been talking about it a long time. Even when he had his show, he was talking about, you know, how you smoking and whatnot.
Right, right. So you got that that thing loaded up, that YouTube?
Yeah, it's just dumb low. I can't even play it. It's dumb low. It ain't even going to – you wouldn't even be able to hear it to tell you the truth.
Let me find it for you real quick.
Yeah, find it. It's right there. It's on WorldStar.
Okay.
But if you look at, man, it's hella dispensaries in SAC, man. It's like – you get that news, you remember the news and review, you can look at the news and review, man. It's like, look at the back of that page, it's like 1,000 of them things. That's like the number one, that's like the new real estate. You know, when everybody was doing real estate, now everybody's selling that ganja.
Yeah, that ganja, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Check it out. This is Montel talking about it.
I actually use marijuana every day.
Every single day, and I will do so every day until the day I drop dead.
Before you came to the Capitol?
Yes.
Did you tell Reverend Diaz that?
No, but I spoke openly about the fact that I medicate myself, and I consider medicating. I medicate myself every morning, I medicate myself throughout the day, and I medicate myself every single evening, just the same way as anybody else does, and just the same way as I did when I got up in the morning taking the prescription medication that I was taking at inordinate amounts to keep track of the same issues that I have. I'm using marijuana.
So where do you get your marijuana?
I'm a card-carrying marijuana user in 2 of the 14 states that it's legal in, and I'll plead the fifth as to how I take care of my needs where I am.
So let me ask you then, right now, as we're speaking, you've already used marijuana.
You see, there's something that's so crazy about this. People don't understand the drug. If you read any information about it, go back to the 98 study that was commissioned by General McCaffrey under Bill Clinton. We proved for a fact that marijuana doesn't affect everybody the exact same way. People who have illnesses like mine that have traumatic neuropathic illness, we don't get the same euphoria that people who don't have it. A study just came out 3 months ago from the University of Southern of San Diego in California, commissioned by the government of California for 10 years. They studied marijuana, and they studied surreptitiously so nobody else could know that they were doing it. And that study came back proving unequivocally that it is one of the most efficacious drugs on the planet for the disease that I have, MS. I don't get the same euphoria that other people do. I get neuropathic pain lessening, and that's why I use it.
I think he sounded a little high when he was doing that, huh?
Well, he was obviously high, but, you know, he just said he self-medicates. He won't say how, whether it be a bong or a blunt. I think you ought to disclose how you do it, though. Is you gas masking? Are you using the white papers? Are you using a regular
I think he's doing the tornado, man, or the volcano. I think he's volcanoing it.
You think he's volcanoing? I think he's using that ionizer, what they talking about. That.
Yeah,
I ain't
yeah.
never used that one. I'm on the white papers, man. I'm on the OG white papers. Smell?
Yeah. Nah, he's using the vaporizer, the volcano, because you get more of the THC that way.
He vaporizes.
Yeah, vaporize it, man. You can reuse the weed after that, man. Hey, shout out to everybody. A vaporizer.
Justin Timberlake just came out and told everybody he smoked. He said it helps him stop thinking so much. He said he think too much. For some people, when you smoke, it make you think a lot. But it's like a concentrated thinking, like you're thinking of a verse or something, or you're thinking of one particular thing. But at this point, you know, a lot of people smoking. It is what it is. I'm glad they made it legal. I've yet to go get a card because I'm still a rebel with my shit. I like it to be, you know what I'm saying, I'm on some James Dean shit, like they say. I like to be that rebel shit. You know, I like to get my sacks regularly.
I support the
corner hustler. Fuck that.
that's the way to go, man, because I was a
you
corner hustler.
Bro.
people need someone to support us.
Support the corner hustler, too, man, you know what I'm saying? Niggas be paying they smut and shit with that money, man. You know what I'm saying? These corporate giants want to come in and take all the money and shit.
Man, that's funny, man. So Montel Williams, where's it going to be at in Sacramento?
It's already there. It's already up and rolling. It's on 20. It's downtown 29th Street, right? It's already up and running. And they got, like I said, they got the metal detector right. I mean, it's high tech, man. Don't get it twisted. It's got the cameras all around that moment. It's right in Midtown, right by the state capitol. You know what I mean? Where you go in there, go get your card, and you know what I mean? Get you a cup of coffee, surf the net, all that shit. It's nice, got nice air conditioning. It's, you know, it's going to be 100 degrees all week. So, you know, you go in there and get you some coffee, whatnot, smoke you a fatty.
There it is. And I'm looking at it right now from the Channel 13. Channel 13 thing. We're gonna, here, let me play a little clip of it from Channel 13, Sacramento.
I'm Sam
Ching. And I'm Colleen Sullivan. Derek Shore is live in Midtown Sacramento with the first step of what could be a new empire for the former talk show host, Derek.
Wow, Derek got shitty.
Here in Midtown, but there is plenty of security. You can see even a metal detector here in the front door, and it's not just because a familiar name is behind this.
I love Derek Shore, man. He's like, oh my God.
Montel Williams spent years as a face of daytime talk, but after 17 years on the air,
welcome to a bank.
Montel has taken on a new venture right here in Sacramento.
I utilize medicinal cannabis for medication.
The longtime user of medical marijuana has suffered from multiple sclerosis for years.
I suffer from pain. It doesn't matter where it is. I suffer from pain.
And after years of buying his supply from ratty dispensaries, he saw a need for something better.
You see people standing around sticking their nose and things, picking up things with their fingers. I don't walk into CVS and pick up an individual vitamin.
So today, this is what we have, a labor of love, beautiful tile, stone countertop, a building that looks more like an office for a high-end plastic surgeon. But why the capital city?
Why not come to where the home of where the movement began? It was here in Sacramento.
Now, patients will get medical marijuana in a brand new setting where there's no medication out in glass cases. Instead, the goods will be dispensed through a controlled window and only after talking to a pot advisor.
Why are we treating patients who seek out this medication like they're some lesser member of society?
He says not anymore, and Sacramento will lead the way.
See, if we can set a standard, not just for Sacramento, not just for California, not just for the other 16 states that allowed it now in the District of Columbia, but also for the world.
All right, so that...
That shit gonna be closed down in less than a year. Trust me.
Yeah, they ain't having that, man. So
first of all, it's gonna cost too damn much. But after they pay the rent, do all that shit, it's gonna cost them too much. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that shit is not gonna last that long.
So tell me, how's the medical marijuana putting the dope dealer out of business? Do you think it is?
I mean, not really, because they, like I said, they gonna have to mark up they prices to pay for all that extra shit they got going on, and that's when the you know, the corner seller gonna come in with, you know, and do their thing, but I mean, don't get it twisted. There's so many people out there that's doing it. Like it's not even just a street dude. It's like too many. Like I said, when you look at the back of the news and review, like it's like hundreds of people that's selling, you know what I mean? And everybody going to try to, you know, outdo the prices. So with them being high end, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if somebody got the same price, but, you know, the same amount, but lower, they're going to move them out the way. Unless you're just going to be there every day and you go see Montel and he's going to sign your bag when you go, but when you buy it, every eighth, he's going to give you an autographed picture.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, he's going to probably have he's going to have his own BB, like the BB bags and stuff, right? I mean, you'll have his hire. Maybe he should have opened that out in Blackhawk or somewhere.
He's been watching CNB. He's been watching, you know what I'm saying, you know, how the Cash Money Brothers did it, you know what I'm saying? And he wanted, you know, he got, like I said, he got the metal detector, the cameras and shit. He got a doctor going to consult you and all that. That's all that's going to add prices. You know, your little dime sack going to turn into a 25 sack instantly. Messing with them, which
and,
I mean, you know, all,
downtown.
You know,
but wait a minute, downtown Sacramento, there's not a lot of high. And where is the high end people in Sacramento? What, El Dorado Hills?
They gonna go. He want them to go straight from the state building, you know, after they go through their little session and walk over there and talk about, you know, talk about the bills and stuff and smoke a bowl and then go back over there and pass some legislation.
Yeah, and then be caught on video and all that stuff, man. I don't think his choice of location was too good, personally.
Nah, he tripped out. he tripped out. He didn't know. He'll see though. Like I said, right now it's probably popping like what's that donut spot? Krispy Kreme. It's like the Krispy Kreme stack. Everybody probably going out there to just at least go in there and you know what I'm saying, and buy something. But after a while, you know, like I said, it's a recession, man. Cats is going. Why go downtown and you know, get your face all on camera and shit when you can just have you know, the little homie come bring you something real quick. You feel me?
Yep. Unless he has, you know, there's something that we don't see that he's doing, because of course he's a businessman, so he's got something going on. It's not going to be the in and out clients. Maybe he'll be delivering or something. 1-800 Montel, you could get your free stuff delivered. And Peter Parker,
see the palm tree? I got the little palm tree on the side. I see the palm tree. I ain't even been down there yet, but like I said, I ain't even got my car because, you know, I still support street sellers, you know, independent hustlers, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Peter Parker said he's selling his juicers there, too, his Montel Jordan juicers, Montel Williams juicers.
Hey, you can't help but say Montel Jordan. Montel Jordan got a dispensary?
I know.
And then as soon as you walk in, this is how you do it. Can you show me how to smoke? This is how. How I hit this, though? Hey, that would be a dumb commercial, though. This is how.
Yeah, that's
just... Peter Parker. Hey, Peter Parker, I need my paperwork, man, with that beat, man. You playing, man. That was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you hear that, Peter Parker, man? He needs his beat. He needs
man,
his paperwork beat, man.
Up top.
Okay, yeah. So we go. I had another song that I wanted to play real quick before we get up out of here. You know, did I tell you I got that Shorty Mac last week? Shout out to Shorty Mac. He sent me some records. Oh, Peter Parker said he sent it to you.
Oh, tell him I ain't get it. That's why I ain't responded, because I for sure haven't got it.
Okay, he ain't got it, Peter. Send it back. Send it again.
Yeah, send it again. That's why I ain't responded.
All right, let's get into this Shorty Mac. Next week, we got let me tell you about the rest of the week. Tomorrow, we got Brian does his Tuesday sports show, and I just added, and something that, you know, if you home on Saturday mornings, how old are your girls?
My oldest is 11.
Man, it's all good. Nakia, we got Nakia Radio on Soul Kitchen Radio on Saturday mornings from 10 to 11. She's 10 years old, talks about, it's a kids show, straight up kids show. You can talk about, these kids could talk about Nickelodeon, Twilight, whatever they want to talk about. They could get on and just have good conversation with each other. It's all kids stuff. So you're not going to hear what you're going to hear on our show. You'll hear something basically for your kids. So, you know, you might want to get your daughter, click her in, listen to it, talk or whatever. You know, I think she'll enjoy that. That's Nakia Radio.
Shout out to Tupac turning on his 40th anniversary of his birthday, you know what I'm saying? I think we should play that Tupac Ambitions of a Rider.
Let's do it right now.
My favorite airline, Southwest Airline, just turned 40 years old, too. So that's two big 40s right there for y'all.
Man, I love Southwest. That's where I used to work, man, Southwest. I love it. They just don't pay enough. Here it is, Tupac.
I won't deny you, I'm a straight rider. You don't want to fuck with me. Got the police watching that. But you can't do nothing to that heat.
murderous lyrics. This group was given to the thugs before me. Stay off the block, you baby cops, cause I know they coming for me. I've been hesitant to be up here, been away for years. Never got my appetite, been reduced to tears. But then my message is with the keys. Show us a bitch and bleed. Niggas are feeling fine, my mother's about to see. Blast me, but they'll get me finished. Sitting to me, my powers are never back to be a motherfucking minute. They count the body clock, set me up. Have bitch ass niggas on my team, so indeed they wet me up. But I'm back, reincarnated.
Camacho and Omazy, shout out to Jackpot Records for coming on earlier. Man, they got some new stuff. They're taking over the West. Bringing back the West.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Omazy. Hey Omazy, how was Oklahoma City? What did it look like when you went in there?
Oh man, it was cracking. First of all, Dago, we was at 4th and B. We was in San Diego. Shout out to San Diego. It was cracking out there. And Oklahoma City was popping, man. We performed it probably like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. No, it was like 1 o'clock, 1:15. They rolled it out for us, man. Good drink, good smoke, the whole thing. The crowd was cracking. It was popping, man. Much love to them cats.
Man, so how did the city look? Because they went through them tornadoes and shit. Did you guys see any of that?
No, we didn't see none of it, but the driver that was driving, we was talking about it, And she was like, you know, it was crazy. She was like, you know what I'm saying, talking about how, you know, it could be cool. Like, when we was out there, it was like 105 degrees, and it could be 105 degrees, and then, like, a couple of hours, it could just get dark and gloomy, and it could just come from nowhere. But she said most of the people out there, when they buy houses nowadays, they automatically get them storm shelters. Like it's a prerequisite. Like, you got to do it, you know.
Yeah,
because
seen that in Florida.
Yeah, they are so used to it, like, cause it happens every year. They might have like 15 a year. So I could never live nowhere like that. You know, I like Sacramento, where they, you know, 9 times out of 10 you're not gonna get none of that. You're not gonna get no earthquake, no tornadoes, none of that. You know what I'm saying? So except in the Bay, you know, they known for the earthquakes. That could spark up at any moment. I'm cool on that.
Yeah, but we get one of those. Last one was in '89, man. Takes forever for an earthquake. You never know, but it's going to be a long time. So it's better than every year occurrence.
Yeah, nah. You know, only thing about the West Coast, we always get these dumbass fires, man. That
be 5,000, 6,000 acres
and shit. And every year they can't never figure out new technology to stop the fires. They're still dumping water and then.
Yeah, I think out of anything, that's probably the one that hits us the most. Every year we get that.
Every year.
Fire.
Yeah,
so,
it's crazy.
And people talk about our earthquakes, and we get fires every year. So, hey, man, it was a good show. That's the end. Next week, we're back. We got something else. I don't know right off the top of my head what we got. Go to soulkitchenradio.com. Check the calendar right there. It'll tell you who we got next week. I think we got Beta Weeder next week.
Oh, that's big. That's the homie.
Yeah, Beta Weeder and Big Hollis from Def Jam.
Oh, yeah, that's big.
Yeah, so that'll be a good show, man. And then I'm gonna do some more stuff. You know, I'm grinding, man. I'm trying to hook all this stuff up on the radio side. I'm booking and grinding and A&R and all that stuff. So it's all great.
El Capitan,
man. I gotta live up to it. Hey, did you see that tweet I sent out for you and 40?
About the intro or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, we both saw it at the same time.
My that beat bang. What a 46 when he seen that.
I'm told me to orchestrate. I'm gonna see what we come up with.
Yeah, do something, man, because we wanna push that. I love the one he did for KML. So I want something for Soul Kitchen Radio, man.
All right, I'll come up with something. It's good.
It's all gravy. All right, we're out of here. Captain Scarlet just entered the whatchamacallit, the chat room. We out. It's over. Peter Parker, what's up? We out. Guest 9412. We out. Soul Kitchen Radio gone. Peace.
Soul Kitchen Radio.